42. Once Anne had left for lunch on Thursday, Nate skimmed through his notes and found the number for the Department of the Interior. He punched in extension 823 and waited while the system connected him. There was a pause, two clicks, and then a ringtone. A man answered the phone.
Records?
Hi, said Nate. There was an awkward pause. I think I've got the wrong extension.
Who did you want? I can transfer you.
I'm trying to reach Elaine at 823. She was checking on some stuff for me. The man made a noise.
This is 823, he said, but I'm the only one at this extension.
Nate's stomach twisted into a knot. You're the only one there?
Yep, he said. I've been here for about three... Duh. You said Elaine.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Sorry about that. I heard Shane for some reason and my head was thinking of another guy.
So... Elaine's there?
Nope, she left 3 weeks ago.
Left?
Yeah, said the man. What was she helping you with?
What? Nate started to say and then switched tracks. Why did she leave? Nate heard the phone shift on the other end.
Don't know all the details, he said. I think she might have gotten transferred or something. I just know it was kind of abrupt. It was a mess here for a few days. I've got this desk now. I'm Russell.
Nate's stomach collided with his intestines and pushed through to impact on his hip bones. It left ripples echoing up through his body.
Do you know where I could reach her? No idea. Normally we get a memo for forwarding calls and email, but I think I got left off the list, or maybe she got switched to another department altogether.
Nate heard the distant sound of computer keys.
Anyway, if you tell me what she was helping you with, I might be able to help. I've got all her files and requests, although... Was she helping you just before she left?
I think so, murmured Nate.
Yeah, said Russell. We got hit with a virus right around then, some jackass browsing porn at work or something. We lost 2 weeks' worth of requisitions and searches.
Nate felt a drop of sweat run down his back, tracing a line between his skin and his shirt.
No kidding. Yeah. If you were in there, you're back to square one. I can help you start over, though. If it was just before she left, she couldn't have gotten far.
Yeah, said Nate, thinking that Elaine may have gotten far enough. It's not a big deal, thanks anyway.
Hey, it's not a problem, Russell said. Are you sure I can't?
Nate hung up. Nate got home and found a spot on Kenmore in less than 10 minutes. He double-checked the street-sweeping signs to make sure it was real and not just a trick of parking enforcement. He saw the days and times, felt his shoulders relax a little, and someone grabbed his arm. He twisted away and brought his arms up in something like a defensive pose, even though he still held his backpack. Debbie had her briefcase slung over her shoulder, the handle hooked on her fingers. Her other arm was still out.
Sorry, she said. Didn't mean to scare you. I just saw you parking.
No, sorry, he said. Long day. I didn't even see you there. They started walking toward the building.
It's funny, I was just thinking about you. I thought I'd have to go knock on your door later.
I won't tell Clive, said Nate. He smiled at her. She rolled her eyes, but smiled back.
He already knows. I called him from the lab.
She glanced around.
Are you guys still heading into the tunnels tomorrow?
Yeah, he said. I dropped a few hints about feeling sick at work. I'll call my boss later tonight and tell him I can't make it in.
I don't think Clive and I are going to be able to do it, she said. He's got a gig he can't get out of, and we can't afford for him to leave it.
Nate nodded as he unlocked the front gate.
No problem. What about you?
She gave him a weak smile.
It'd be weird to go without him.
They climbed the steps, and Debbie stopped to look at the engraved name on the lintel.
Vic is sure this is Indian?
Pretty sure, yeah, he said. Martha something, why? Debbie shook her head.
Just had a thought on the tip of my brain, you know?
Nate glanced up at the letters. About Kavach?
I thought I remembered something about Indian names, but... It's gone.
She looked at him and shrugged.
Sorry.